Okay, let's begin with Afnun Teslamin Aleph. We are up to the Gemara Shloi Amru Chom El Hasadava Lahachmer El Lahakel. Afnun Tes Omud Aleph. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top. So we learned in the Mishnah, if you have a conflict, if you yourself, one person made two measurements, and one is a greater distance than the other, you can be makel, you can be samach on the one that's a greater distance. And also, let's say we have a conflict, you have two different surveyors, one measures a larger distance, one measures a shorter distance. We follow the surveyor who has a larger distance, a greater distance, as long as it's within the realm of making a mistake. That was the more yesterday, as long as it's within a certain amount, as long as we can assume that there's logic to their mistake. One stretched through up more than the other, or the one measured along the corners differently, so along the corners the mistake is within 800 amos, or if it's within the length of the city, it would be within the space of 572 amos. Okay, 572 amos. That's what we discussed yesterday, because that is within the range of making an error. There's a logic to why they would have made an error. So as long as it's within range, we can be toilet that there was a mistake. Therefore, you go with makel. Why we makel? So here we have a quote from the Mishnah. Shlo emr chamel sadaver l'hachmir. They never instituted the laws of eruv etuchum to machmir elo l'hakel, but to be lenient. So the Gemara right away is a kasha v'yatanya fakert. Lo emr chacham es sadaver l'hakel elo l'hachmir. The whole tafkid of eruv etuchum is to be machmir, not to makel. So the Gemara ends and Ravina lo l'hakel al divrei Torah el lahachmer al divrei Torah, not to be makel al divrei Torah, el lahachmer al divrei Torah, but utchumin dirabah. In other words, there are two different halachas. The holding of tchum bechlal is a din dirabah. I mean, a Torah, according to one opinion, there's no such halacha of tchumin. You can walk around the world. You can walk around the whole world on Shabbos. Even according to the Ma'od Ma'od Yama that says that tchumin is derais, that's yud beis mil. Yud beis mil. So this, which is much greater distance. This of 2,000 amos, the entire takon of yud 2,000 amos, purely a din derabana. So that's what it means. The second member that it says shlo amru chames al davar shlo amru chames al davar elo lahachmir. What was the shlo amru chames al davar elo lahachmir? That means the basic halacha. The basic halacha is a chumrah, because min haTorah there is no such thing as tchumin. Chazal's takon of tchumin is purely a din derabbanan, and it's a chumrah on the din deraisa. But then we learned in the Mishnah that they only said the halacha lahakel, not lahachmir, means once they made the takana. The laws, anytime we have a conflict, we have any type of suffix within the dinim of tchumin, that we are always going to go lukula. So these two statements are discussing two different aspects. The whole halacha bichlal is a chumra, because min haTorah there's no such thing as eruv tchumin. That's one concept. The next concept is, now that Chazal have made the halacha, being that it's only a din derabbanan, we have a general rule, suffix derabbanan lekula. So anytime you have a suffix within the laws of eruv tchumin, should we be machmer, should we be makel, since the whole thing is purely a din derabbanan, we have the right to be makel and not machmir, and that's what it means in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah over here says the thing is the din derabbanan, because that answers the steer. Next, and then we go to the sugya. Here shall yachav v'naseh shel rab. Now we learn like Rashi. Rashi learns it. We read Rashi. What does it mean? Shall yachav? We write with Rashi. Shlohoyu nechlasing. And this is according to Rashi. Rashi is very difficult, and it's not necessarily the halacha lemaaseh what Rashi means, how we paskin. But right now, for the purpose now, we'll learn the more l'fi pshat Rashi. Rashi shall yachav shlohoyu nechlasing ba'tamid samach riboy shel bnei adam. We're dealing with a city that has less than 600,000 people traveling. You don't have shishim riboy in the city, and the loy chashiv reshusram. So Rashi, in order for it to be done with digli midbar, there must be 600,000 people traveling. We do not have that condition. So it's not shaykh for this to be a din rishus harabim de'iraisa. And then it goes on, what happened?
So it tells me I have to pass through this area?
Okay, it's not clear. Rashi just says, shlohayim nechnasim ba tamid. Nechnas means entering it tamid constantly.
Okay,
it's not really clear. Does that mean 3 million Rav Moshes? It means you have to have 3 million stationary, which automatically means you'll have traffic of 600,000. It's not clear. It's a little very simple now. You don't have this magic number in one way or one shape or form, shishim bibui, which will then give you tamid. And now what happens? The Mishnah goes vayta v'nase shel rab. Now all of a sudden the city expands, the population surges. Rashi v'nase shel rabim shenitaisu ba diyorin oy nikbu ba shavakim. More people live, enter. More people live. The population goes up. Or he says another different concept: shen nikbu ba shavakim, markets. Markets open up. Now, what does that mean exactly? People don't live there. Okay, seemingly Rashi, you can debate what Rashi means, but seemingly means people don't live there. People live. They live in Lakewood. They live in Muncie. They live in other places. But markets have opened up in the little shtetl, and this little shtetl, and everyone comes, they go on the GWB every day to come to this little shtetl, because here is where all of the action is. So they don't necessarily need to live here, but they need to come and work here. They need to come and engage in business. That would also make it into the numbers. You have the numbers. They're not residents. They're not paying real estate tax, but they're paying sales tax. Okay, because they're actually coming to the business here in this location. So what's the halacha?
You have to be choishesh that they're not Jewish.
You have to be choishesh that they're not Jewish. It doesn't make a difference if they're Jewish or not. L'chayra, that you don't need Jews. Even if the goyim will actually make into a rishus ram de'iraisa. Okay. So the Mishnah over here says, "Me'arvinus kula, tremendous chiddush." You can make an eruv. Make an eruv. What are you talking about? Even though, in other words, this city started at less than 600,000. Now, l'chayra, we work with the premise that you cannot make an eruv in a rishus harabim d'iraisa. That's a premise. Is it true? Not true. That's debated. But let's assume that to be a fact. If we have in front of us a rishus harabim d'iraisa, it is impossible to make an eruv. You can't go put up strings to the Pesach and make it into a rishus sayach. Impossible, because it's a rishus harabim d'iraisa. Okay. So, but what do we have? We don't have a rishus harabim d'iraisa. We have a rishus. It's whatever it is, but it's not a deraisa. It's only 300,000 people. So what's the halacha? Gezundeit, go put up your strings, go make your tzuras haPesach. Okay, the different shitas you need all the halachas. Let's forget about Shulchan Aruch for now. It's only 300,000. So gezundeit, so go put up, go make a string around the whole city. You made an erev. Gezundeit. But now the city gets bigger. The city population grows to 600,000. So what would you say if you didn't know anything? If you didn't see this mission, you say, oh, I mean, that was yesterday. Last week there were 300,000. Now we became popular. We became a very popular place. Everyone wants to live. So now we have 1 million people. That's it. Skirtons. It's over. The strings are not going to work. Air is not going to work. Along comes the mission and says something that's shocking. It's okay. If last week it was good, it's good this week. Doesn't make sense, right? L'chayra doesn't make sense. So Rashi really answers the question. That's what I wanted to do with Rashi. And every Rishon has to learn Shat in the Mishnah to feed his derech. But we're just going to stick to Rashi for the moment. Rashi, Marvin is kula, kibat chila. You don't need to do anything special, which we'll see in a moment, because the truth really is, if you have a Rishus Ram Deraisa, you can make an Erev. How? Just be Mevat with Midin Rishus Ram by closing the doors. Okay, you keep out the people. Just keep the people out. Okay, we'll come to that later on. Sharehi kechatzer achas uchagoyin. So here Rashi answers, Gasha, how in the world can you do this? If you have 600,000 people and they're traveling back and forth every single day through the city, how can you make an Erev? Just because last week you make an Erev. This week? So Rashi answers, Gagoyin she'ein bar rishus suram gimura shel tezayin amo. So the answer is, because we're going in a case where we don't really have a rishus harabim gemura. What do we mean? You have the numbers, but you don't have other conditions. You know, if you need numbers, you need 600,000 people, and you need a street that's 16 amos wide. and people have to travel on that street, and it has to go from end to end. So you have like, you know, you have a street where the population is densely populated. Of the, you have the numbers. So all it means in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Shel Rabim, all it means is one thing: the numbers swell to above 600,000, but it's still technically not called a Rishus HaRabim Do'iraisa, because you are missing other conditions. Namely, you don't have a street that's 16 amos where they all live in a fishbowl, like a ghetto, they're all stuck together. There are less than six streets, are less than 16 amos wide, and all of the streets do not go from end to end, whatever the case is. So the Rashi is saying a tremendous chiddush when it says here Rabim. Rabim means 600,000, but it's still not called a Rishus Haram Deraisa because you're missing conditions, and therefore the halach is, you know what, Gezunt ahead, you can go, if last week you made an Erev for the entire city, you can make the Erev for the entire city this week as well. Okay? Period. Now we'll see the chiddush of this halach in a moment. Next, ma'arvin is kula, but let's say v'shel rabim. Oh, new case. But let's say we start out the siddushel rabim, the nasi shel yachid ein ma'arvin is kula ela imkein also chutzola. But let's say we have a city that has 600,000 people. Okay, 600,000. But it's not, but meaning numbers, but it's not a Rishus Haram Deraisa. So that's a given. You don't have the wide streets, and you want to go put up strings around the entire city to make it one big happy family. Answers, you're not allowed to do this. The halacha is halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to do this. Why not? Because if you have such a large city, it's very likely people will never leave. You know, there are people, believe it or not, they never left Brooklyn their whole lives. The people in Williamsburg, they never left Williamsburg. Hasidim, they never stepped out of Williamsburg their whole life. They don't even know what it looks like outside of Williamsburg. It's such a thing. People, so if you're going to be in such a large city and you're going to make an Erev and every single Shabbos you can carry, there's no restriction on carrying the whole city because you made one big Erev, you're going to forget that the Dirach, you're going to forget that there's such a concept in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Harabim because there's no Zecher. Because since you live in this humongous city where there are more than 600,000 people and the entire city is enclosed in one large Erev, and every single Shabbos you go from your house to the street to shul back and forth with no restriction whatsoever, and the city is so large you can walk blocks and blocks and blocks because it's so large, you're going to come to forget there's such a concept called the prohibition of the carrying Shabbos from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Haram. Sakana. Not everyone has time to sit and learn dafiyomi, to learn these halachas. People are busy raising families. They're working. They don't know the halacha. So therefore, Chazal said, in such a situation, we make a takana. If you have such a large city, you cannot make the entire city one big Erev. You must leave over a little section of the city. That way, when you go on Shabbos, someone's making a kiddush on the other side of town, right? Your cousin, your third cousin, once you move, is making a kiddush, you want to go. I can't go. I can't carry. I mean, you can go, but I can't take the baby carriage there because that's the other part of the city which is not included in this section of the city. They have their own Erev, right? That little section has its own Erev, and now we have our Erev. Why did Chazal insist that there should be two different sections? So you should occasionally, and maybe once in a couple of years, when you have the occasion to go to that part of the city, where we'd be told, sir, you can't cross the line. You can't go with your baby carriage across the line because this section is not part of the other section. Why not? Why did Chazal insist upon this? Because they wanted people to recognize, to be aware, there is such a halach in Shulchan Aruch of going from a Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Haram. So one comes out in Mishnah. Mishnah is a tremendous chiddush. This restriction is only true when it's an ear shell rabim, and according to Rashi only. Okay, we're learning the Gemara now in a very limited sense. If you open up Shulchan Aruch, it's not how this, and the Shulchan Aruch passed the halacha, and not like the way Rashi learns. Rabim doesn't mean 600,000. We're learning according to Rashi. You have a city now that has 600,000. It's also to make one big ear. You have to divide up the city in different sections. Along comes the Gemara, the Mishnah, and says, let's say you have a city, 600,000 people, and then all of a sudden everyone's taxes, the mayor raises the taxes, astronomical taxes. Everyone's running, it's mamash hamakas, everyone's out, pack up their bags, they move away. And now the city's a ghost town, all you got left in the city is 50,000 people. You've gone from a city of a million people, and the taxes are outrageous, everyone ran away, crime rate, everything is horrible, everyone ran away. All you got left in the city is 50,000 people. Big deal. 50,000 people, and you could certainly make it one big happy area for everyone. No. Since this city originally on the maps, on the books, was an Irshel Rabin, even though now it has been diminished to what we call an Irshel Yochid, Yochid just means less than 600,000, it's too bad. You have to maintain the chumrah of having different sections for the Erev. Why? Because if once upon a time there was 600K, it might very well be that in the future it will be a new mayor, it will be a better mayor, and he will attract the oilim to come back. Kibbutz Golios. They'll come back and it will return to its former state of glory. And then you're going to say, oh, last year we had an Erev, so let's have an Erev this year. And that's a very great tragedy to have an Erev in a very big city, because then you're going to forget the laws of Erev Echatzeros, the laws of Haitzah and Shabbos. So that's the mission in a nutshell according to the Shita of Rashi. So let's see one time in other words over here. Marvin is Kulav Shal Rabin Zoram Vinase Shal Yochid. So nope, guess what? Ain Marvin Eskula. You have to leave over a section that's not part of the Erev. Elaim Kane also Chutzalah. This part of the city that's Chutzalah. It's outside, it's not part of the Erev. Now what is that city? What are the dimensions of that city? Ki Ir Chadasha. Now Ir Chadasha is the name of an actual city. Okay, you go like New York, there's York. And then there's New York. There was Jersey. And then there is New Jersey. So there was a city in Yerushalayim, Neretz Yisrael, called Chadasha. It doesn't mean stand a new settlement, a new yishuv, to get a permit from the government, to make a city, to get tax money, to get money from the government, you need to have a certain... No. We're dealing with the name of a city in Eretz Yisrael that was called Chadasha. And that city happened to have exactly 50 residents. So as a nice way to remember this halacha, go look at that city Chadasha in Eretz Yisrael, use it as a model of how large a section must be in order for it to be considered a shiur for a larger city. Ki'ir Chadasha Shebi Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda, Sheyeshba, Chamisha Diyarin, there are 50 people who live in that city. It's a mashal. It's a good way to remember. The saying number 50, sometimes, you know, you get confused. Did he say 50? Did I say 100? Did I say 500? Did I say 55? You get confused. So instead of saying the word 50, Ir Chadash, everyone knows about Ir Chadash. It was a famous place. Fine. Devei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no, he holds you don't need to have 50 people. It's enough to have Gimel Chatzeros. It's enough to leave over 3 courtyards. You have a large city, so just leave over 3 courtyards. There are 3 streets, right? 3 streets. Like in those days, a courtyard was like a street. Just leave over 3 courtyards, and each courtyard shall shnei batim. Each courtyard should have 2 homes. So leave over 3 dead end streets. If 3 dead end streets don't have part of the Erev, the city Erev, Gezunta Hate, and Takalach Lamaisa, we do this. I mean, we don't follow Rabin, but every Erev in a metropolitan area must have a section that's beyond the Erev to fulfill this halacha. I mean, it's going to happen anyway, because most of the metropolitan Eruvim, you're using railroad tracks, you're using telephone wires. So mainly, you're always going to have people on the other side of the telephone wires that are mainly. But if you're putting up, it's not so posh. Let's say you have a big Mongol colony, you have very big like Yiddish Yishuv, like out of town, where Yimamish, everyone is included in the Yishuv, and you want to make an Erev around the entire Yishuv, it's not so posh. You have to make sure. We don't pass like Rashi. That's what I told you. We don't pass that. We don't pass in Rabin means 600,000. We pass in Rabin to mean publicly owned property. So this has an application. Again, I thought we learn like Rashi. Rabin means shishim riboy, and Yochid means less shishim riboy. But in Shulchanoch, Rabin is weights for taitz. Other Rishonim, you have to go learn the whole Gemara. Lefi other Rishonim, Rabin means it's not privately owned. And Yochid means privately owned. People who own privately owned cities. It's my property, my kingdom, right? Like gated communities. It's owned by one person. You pay me rent, like an apartment building, big, like a big mansion. You own a whole a gavir. He owns a whole city, mamish, an island. There are people who that today who own islands. They mamish own islands. You want to go live? They have a hotel. There's a yishuv on the island. It's his city. Okay, but that's halacha l'maisa. We only do in dafyom. We don't necessarily halacha l'maisa. Unfortunately, vayta. Heichidam in adamugin heichidam yeshal yachid. Vos meint yeshal yachid v'nase yeshal rabim. What's an example? So remember, what's given? Give me an example of an yeshal yachid. Ofi Rashi, and it became shal rabim. Amar Rav Yehuda Kogoyin did discard to dreish kalusa. The Skarta was the name of a place, okay, Shemakim, of the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa, that's where he was located. Originally, it was a small little shtetl where the Reish Galusa lived. There were less than 600,000 people. And it was the Yerushal Yachim, and they made one big Erev. One big Erev. No one was left out. And then the Reish Galusa was a popular person. He had big meals. He had entertainment. People came. Torah. People came for different things. It became a big place to hang out. And over time, it was more than 600,000 people were living there. So since in the previous years, Shalom Kadmonios, they had one Erev, you could continue to have one large Erev. That's an example. To go and discard the Reish Galusa, my time, what's the lumdis? Why did you give me an example? You know, there are many cities that you could have chosen to illustrate this concept that was less than, there are many, that's the mitzvahs of the world, population. Populations grow, cities grow. So you could have given me many, why did you give me the example, the Davk of the Reish Galusa? Because the Reish Galusa was a predominantly Jewish place where people got together. It was a place where people came together. My time, but Ilem Mishum the Shlichi Gabe Harmona, because the Talmidei Chacham or the Tzibur would come to the Harmona means the authority. The Reish Galusa had authority. He was given from by the government, by the secular government, by the Romans, by the Reish Galusa. If I'm not mistaken, he was under the authority of the Roman government. The Roman government, the Caesar, gave the Reish Galusa a degree of authority. Okay, we don't appreciate this. In modern times, no such thing. But in ancient times, you know, you had a nation, you had Rome, or Persia, and they would give little teeny countries a right to, they're not going to do all the dirty work, police the people and tax the people. They don't have the technology, and they don't have the manpower available. So they said, listen, you're in charge, just make sure you pay taxes. What? Before the internet. A lot before. But you don't have the power, to collect, you'll collect taxes, you'll police yourself. You just pay us. You just make sure you pay every year and make sure you don't make trouble. We get word you're making trouble, then we'll make trouble for you. So the Reish Galusa wasn't the authority. Everyone came there, and everyone came there mid Korea Hadar. Therefore, since there was so much activity, it was a big community center, this town. Therefore, everyone would remind, therefore, even though it was one large city and it was one big Erev, there was Shi'urim. It was a center of Torah. They had a Daf Yomi. And they learned that, you know, there's a halacha called Haitzah and Achnas, and you can't carry. And the only reason why we're doing it is because we have one big Erev. So if that's the case, Kula Yishol Nami. If that's the case, then the same reasoning should apply to the entire Klal Yisrael. Every large city, now it's not really clear this is the law, the kasha is that every large city, even in Eretz, look at Rashi, teaches this. Look at the Rashi, a little bit complicated, it's not really clear. The sifta here is not clear, I don't find it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Midkari Hadadi, okay, V'loy Asu L'mishrei. It's actually the fourth wide line. Deloy asu lemishrei shel rabim. They'll remind each other. Veloy asu lemishrei shel rabim. V'harehi shel rabim. They're not going to come to make a mistake and allow people to make one big erev. They'll all remind each other. This used to be an ir shel yochid. Is that the reason? So b'tzafra, so go back to this is the one on the Gemara. Kuli Yisrael Nami, b'tzafra the Shabbos of Shichi Gavi Hadadi. The entire Klal Yisrael is the same thing. And even a city where the Reish Galusa is not the center of the city, but a regular city, everyone comes together Shabbos morning. And when they come together, they come to Shul in every standard city. When they come to Shul, they remind each other that there's a halacha called Haitzah and Achnas Rashi. The Shabbos of Shichi, b'tzafra the Shabbos of Shichi Hadadi, l'shmoy drasha. Okay, so what does the Gemara mean to say? So here I'm reading you from, it's not clear what the Gemara exactly did. I'm reading from the Perush of the Sifta. Kol Yisrael Mitzuyim B'Shabbos B'Oike Zeitel Zeh Shakol Boim L'Shmoya Josh Pi HaChacham. And therefore what? Okay, let me go step back. In Kein Yesh L'Hatir L'Tatil Af B'Shor Orim Shel Yochid Shenasu Shel Rabim. Okay, so I think this way he learns, I'm sorry I didn't explain it correctly, this way he learns the Pshat in the Gemara, is we gave an example. The example we gave was the city of the Reish Galusa. Seemingly, what the Gemara was trying to limit the Heter. Okay, it's a very strong limitation. The Mishnah was to give a chiddush. What was our original starting point? If you have an ir shel rabim from start, forget about it. You cannot make one big ir. You have to divide up the city into a leave-over section. If you have an ir shel yachid, you can make one big ir. We have a problem. Gesundheit. It used to be an ir shel yachid, but now it's an ir shel rabim. Oh, so if you would not know this Gemara, the Mishnah, you would say, listen, right now, what is it? It's an ir shel rabim. It's an ir shel rabim. Too bad. Tough luck. You can't make one big ir. You have to leave over a section. Along comes the Mishnah. It's a chiddush. No, it's okay. Since last Shabbos, last year, you made one big ir, you can make one big ir now. Along comes the Gemara and says, not so fast. We're going to be matir. We're going to be very generous. We're going to let you make one big eruv, provided that the ir shel rabim is a place where everyone is running around, where there's a lot of activity, there's a lot of hustle and bustle, communal activity, and therefore they're going to remind each other that normally now that I carry on Shabbos. We're coming to limit. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. If the example you're giving me is the Reish Galusa, and because the Reish Galusa is a place where there's a lot of hustle and bustle, the Gemara says that's not a limitation. Because the truth is, every single city has the same amount of activity. Because every single city has a shul on Shabbos morning. People come together for the drasha. Or Rabbi Nachmanel says they come to go daven. So every city. So this example of the Reish Galusa is nothing special. If the whole time of the Reish Galusa you're coming to tell them because it's a limitation, dafka place where people are coming to hear coming to the Reish Galusa, only in that type of place, that's where we're going to be lenient. That's not a limitation, because the truth is, every single ordinary city has the same exact mitzias where people are coming together for the drasha or for the davening. So your example has not accomplished anything. It has not limited anything for us. So the Gemara says, you're right. El of Rav Nachman, you're right. So what does it mean then? Ki goin diskarta dinitizai. Ah, what is the card? It's not the Reish Galusa. It was a private citizen. It was a city that was owned by a private person. So let me read the parish. Kegayin o'ir shel adam sheshmo nitu zai shlo hayu nichnasim ba mitchila shishim ribay bnei adam ulachem mikanes shabu uch. So here's the answer. The answer is there's a limitation. We're dealing with this type of city called Ir Nituzai. It was a private person. It was a very big gavir, and he owned the city. And then the city only had, let's say, 100,000 people. Privately owned city, and then the city swelled. It became very popular, and now there are over 600,000 people. But in people's minds, they always viewed it as a privately owned city. That's why Chazal continued to allow the people to make one big Erev, L'mayin Afkamina. If you will have a privately owned city, by a person that's not so famous, his name is not in the paper every single day, and then that city all of a sudden swells to over 600,000 people, and it's privately owned, on the books. Go check it up. Go to the records, and you'll discover that it's privately owned, but people don't perceive it anymore as being privately owned, because there are so many people. It became such a big center, became a place where there's 600,000 people. Yeah. Yeah, so then, no longer are you allowed to continue making one large Erev. Now already, since people perceive it as being a public city, even though it's not true, on the records, it's still a privately owned city, but it's perceived by the Hamoinam, it's the average person in the street, is this a private city or a public city? And they will tell you it's a public city. Now already, you have to leave over a section of the city, you're not allowed to make one large. So in Echnami, when we're giving an example to limit the halacha, the Mishnah was extremely generous. The Mishnah said, if last year you made one Erev, this year you can continue making one Erev, even though it's an Ir Shel Rabim. Along comes the Gemara, there's one condition. The condition is, even though we have now more than 600,000 people, people must still perceive the city as a privately owned city. For example, the city of Din Tazuai. Din Tazuai was a private person. He liked to hear his name. He liked to hear his name on the radio every day. They said, this is the city of the private person. So now, even though the city has expanded into more than 600,000 people, people still perceive themselves as being in a privately owned city. That's why you can continue making one large Erev. You need not leave over a shear. But what's the big nafkamina we take out of this expression? If you have a privately owned city, and then it expands, and now it's more than 600,000, so even though the words of the Mishnah technically are true, Ir shel yachid v'nasei shel rabin, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to make one large Erev. You must leave over a shiur, because people perceive themselves as being in the public city. Okay, so that's the Gemara's Maskan. New Gemara. Talk about on Ir Shel Yachid. What? Yeah, we discussed that before you came. We discussed that because people should not forget. If you live in a very large city, you may never leave the city your entire life. And if you don't go to a shir, you don't learn enough Gemara, enough Mishnah, you may never come to realize that it's a prohibition of carrying from the Rishus Hayachid to the Rishus Harabin. And therefore, if you have part of the city where you can't go to on Shabbos, if you have part of the city, someone's being a Kiddush on the other end of the city, and you're not allowed to carry your talis there, you can't carry your baby, can't wheel a baby carriage there. So right away, even if it only happens to you once in a couple of years, that will be enough to remind you know something. There's something called halacha, you know, to go from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim. Because otherwise, you see, it's a problem. People get so spoiled. If you live in a community where you have an Erev all the time, you know, we know it. You get spoiled into the idea of carrying on Shabbos. And when you go to a place where there's no Erev, it's very frustrating. And it's not just frustrating in Mitzias, in Halacha, a person can forget the Halacha. This is something called a prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Okay, let's go to the next Gemara. Turn about on Ir Shel Yachid Nashal Rabim. Now we go to Nusugya. We have an Ir Shel Yachid. V'nasei Shel Rabim. So the Halacha is, we have all the conditions. Let's assume the conditions are fulfilled. You can make one big Erev. But we have a problem in this situation. The problem is, Rishus HaRabim Oiveres Pesoicha. And the Rishus HaRabim goes through, in other words, not only, this is a new case, because in the previous case, Rashi told us, we never had a street that was 16 amos wide. But now in this part of the Gemara, in this section, we're learning about a new case where it's the Ir Shel Yachid, the Nasei Shel Rabim. We have the numbers. In addition to having the number 600,000, we also have a street that's 16 amos wide that goes from end to end. So we have now an additional problem. The additional problem is not just the fact that it's an Ir Shel Rabim, but we also have the problem that we mamish have a Rishus HaRabim de'iraisa running through the city. And you're not allowed to make an Erev when you have an Erev, Rishus HaRabim de'iraisa running through the city. So what do you do? Ketzad Marvin, so how do you make an Erev? So here we have the halacha. There's a solution. Even if you have mamish a Rishus HaRabim de'iraisa going from end to end, you can close up the Rishus HaRabim by Smach Leikis. Do you need a Koira? Do you need a Deles? Do you need a Tzuras HaPesach? So here we have the sheet of Rebbe. It's enough to put a lech in mikan. The lech, we don't pass like this, but this is the Mishnah. So what do you do? It's a lech in mikan, lech in mikan, oikar mikan, oikar mikan, v'nois, v'nois, v'yemsa. You can do it. Okay? So therefore, you can, v'ein rovin, oiso, lechat soin. Finally, that's what a lech. So therefore, so everything is so far so good. Review. We have an Ir Shel Yachid, v'nasei Shel Rabim, double Rabim. Number one, we have 600,000. Number two, we have a street, mefulish, from end to end, that's more than 16 amos wide. So, as far as closing the street is concerned, no problem. Just put a lechi mikan of a lechi mikan, or a kor mikan of a kor mikan. And according to Rebbe, that's good enough to seal the street. And as far as the problem of it's an ir shel rabim, it's okay. Ir shel rabim in this instance does not need a shiur, because it used to be an ir shel yachid. So ir shel yachid, v'nashel rabim, so if all, everything is fine and good, no problem. Okay, so far so good. Now we come to the next section. Let's say Lu Yitzuya, the people of the city who decide, you know what, we don't want to join together in one big area. We are not, we're not on good terms. The east does not get along with the west. They have machlekes. The Mesnagdim and the Hasidim don't want to join forces. The east is the Mesnagdim, the west is the Hasidim. They don't want to be happy with the freilich with each other, one big erev. And what's separating the two? There's the Rishus Rab separating the two. So here it says, the Ein Marvin Oysol Lachatzon, you can't do that. You can't go break up the city into two parts. El Oykula, if you want, make it one big one area for the entire city. Oy, mavui, mavui. Now, why is mavui, mavui better? The Gemara will explain. Going mavui, mavui, where you mamash, you close up the mavui. Where you mamash, we'll see the Gemara. Well, let's leave that for a moment. We'll come back to that, and the Gemara will explain why this is better. But generally, you can't go make it two different eruvim. Now let's go weiter. Haisa shalabim luke. So with words we go, let's say shalabim pumfakert. Let's say it was always an ir shalabim. You always had 600,000 people. Varei shalabim. It's now currently ir shalabim. The ein law ella pesach echad. And there's only one pesach. There's only one exit to get out of the city. Ma'arvenes kula. Then you can make one big eruv. Because since it's sealed on one end, that's not called a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Since there's only one way to get out of the city, and the other end is sealed, that's not called a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa to make a problem. You can make one big area. You don't need to leave over anything. Ma'arvin Es Kula. You can make it Y. Why are you allowed to make one big city? Thank you very much. The Ein law, you could make one case. Let me explain why. What's the chiddush? Very tremendous chiddush. And the chiddush is, even though l'cha'ira this should be prohibited, okay, this is a very fine point. We have over here a city that has 600,000 people. So what would you say if it has 600,000 people and we don't have in the city a Rishus Sarabim, we don't have a city that's 16 amos wide? So it's the classic halacha that we learned in Amud Aleph that you make, that you're not allowed to make one large erev. You must leave over a shiur. You must leave over some level. That's what we learned before. You have 600,000 people in the city. So if you have a street that's 16 amos wide, that goes from end to end, open on both ends, forget about it. You cannot make an Erev, period. If we have a street which goes from end to end, but it's less than 16 amos wide, okay, it's not 16 amos wide, you can make one Erev, but there must be a shiur. You can make it, but you must leave something over. That's Amud Aleph. If it's less than 600,000 people, you can make one big Erev, but you don't need to leave anything over. Now we're introducing a new chiddush, a new case. There are 600,000 people, and we don't have a street that's 16 amos wide from end to end, but not only that, there's no way, there's only one way to get out. In the previous case, you can go out both ends. You can go on that end, and you can go on that end. The only thing is, the street is not wide. The street is less than 16 amos wide. Here, even if the street is more than 16 amos wide, if it's a dead end, if the city only has one way out, it's not mefulish. Not being mefulish is such a defect. is such a major defect in the din in a Rishus HaRabin, it allows us to make one Erev without a shiur. You don't need to make a shiur if the street that's in the center doesn't allow you to go out on the other end. So again, there are three cases. Case number one is we have 600,000 people and we have a street that goes from end to end that's 16 amos wide, that's open on both ends. You can't make an Erev, forget about it. There's nothing you can possibly do because you have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. And if you have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa according to Rashi, it's it, it's over. There's no Erev to talk about without a tikkun. If you want to make a tikkun, you want to close the street by making a lechi kairub, or doors, or doing all these things to then no more than you mavatal dinu shram. But as long as the street goes from end to end and it's 16 amos wide and it's open on both ends, there's nothing to talk about. There is no Erev. Don't even start. Next case, we have a city that has 600,000 people, and the street is open on end to end. But the street is less than 16 amos wide. Oh, less than 16 amos wide. It's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. It looks a shtickle like a Rishus HaRabim because you can go foolish from end to end. And you have the numbers. You got Shishim Ribon. We got a problem. You can make an Erev. But we don't want people to make any mistake and think that the old Hefkevelt. But Mela, there must be a Din Shiur. You must leave a shtickle over. But if you have a situation where it's not mefulish from end to end, it's sealed on one end, it's garnished, it's not a Rishus HaRabim altogether. No one's going to make any mistake. No one's going to be medame this city to a Rishus HaRabim. Because in the mitzias of a Rishus HaRabim is a highway which lets you go from end to end. You go through the whole Brooklyn from one end to the other. This is the mitzias of a Rishus HaRabim. If you're stuck at one end, you come to a dead end. That's not called a Rishus HaRabim. Memela, you can make one big Erev and you don't even need to make a shiur. One big Erev is enough. That's what it says over here. Ma'arvines kula. Okay, now, those halachas are over. Now the Gemara reviews this braisa very with fine detail. First thing we have to make mention, man tana. Who is the Tana that says the Marvel of the Rishus HaRabim? Who's the Tana that says the first thing? The first Tana says that you have a city that has real Rishus HaRabim with Shishim Ribu. Nothing to talk about. You can't do it. You can't make it up. But if you want, you can fix the street. How do you fix the street? How do you fix a street that's 16 amos wide? No problem. Very easy. You make a lechi mikan, a little teeny lechi. Can you imagine how easy it is? You have a imamish, the real deal, real Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, a foolish. You can fix. Just put a little teeny lechi mikan, a little lechi mikan, or a kar mikan, a kar mikan, and a city of 10 million people you can carry. No problem. We don't pass like that. We pass if you want. You need delossos. You need doors. You have to put up doors. So today they try to make modern high-tech doors, all these lomusha doors. Okay, we're not getting into halacha lemaisa, mas mantana. Who says you can do this? You can take a street and put a lechem mikan, a lechem mikan, and you can do such a thing. Mantana, shocking statement. The mar of the Rishus HaRabim, Amar Rav Huna, Breid of Yeshua, Rebbe Yehudihi. Don't get excited. This is a Mishnah, mamash tana. We don't pass them like him, but this is a tana, a legitimate. Rav Yehudihi, the Tanya, Yisrael kingdom of Yehuda. You have a street and you have two homes and two people walking through the Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, and you want to close off the area in front of your house to carry on Shabbos to go across the street. I want to carry from the house from one side of the street across the street mamish on Shabbos. You want to go from one side of Ocean Parkway to the other side of Ocean Parkway. Think about that mamish. And we have two homes in different out. How can you mamish cross the Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa? So what's the solution? No problem. No problem. The Rabbanan say, not so fast. Not so fast. You can't make an Erev in a Rishus HaRabim like that. Okay, but at least we have over here, we have rooted our Braisa in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Vaita. Next, we learn. Oh, we don't mention the passing. The Ein Ma'arvin Oysol Lechatzah. We need another halacha. Another halacha we learned. Let's say we have this Braisa. So we have this city that has 600,000 people and has a street going from end to end, and we fix the street. We put up a lechi mikan of a lechi mikan. Or let's say better, we don't have mamish street. It's less than 60 amos wide. We fix the street. We take care of the street, but there are 600,000 people. The Ein Ma'arvin is Solachat Son. Now we're going in this part of the Braisa is going where Ir Shal Yachid. This part of the Braisa was discussing a case where it was once Ir Shal Yachid and now it became Ir Shal Rabin. Okay, let's define the case. And we have a very large city and there's a street in the middle and there are the Misnagdim on the east and the Hasidim on the west, and they all want to make a separate Erev. We'll make Arif, they'll make their Arif. So it says the Bible says you can't do that. Why can't you do that? So here we could, the Gemara explains, Amar, the Ein Ma'arvin Oysol Lachatzon. Amar Papa, Loi Amu Elo Le'orka, Avo Le'rachva Ma'arvin. This, if you're not allowed to be Ma'arvin, is only Le'orka, meaning east and west. On the two opposite ends of the Rishusam. Why? Because the Mitzias is, everyone needs the Rishusarab. How do you go from your end of the city to the other end of the city? Right, if I'm living, we have the city. Here, make believe here is the city. Okay, and the center of the Gemara is the Rishus Sarab. Here are the Chassidim, here are the Misnagdim. Let's say there's a Chassid over here. He wants to go over here. How does he get there? What, he goes through the houses? He can't go through the houses. The only way you can get from here to here is you go to the Rishus Sarab and you walk. And then you go into the mavo over here.
So they're not going to use it today. Rav Chambas, they're not going to use it.
And a chlami, so they don't make an air of them.
So no, they're each.
What do they want to do?
To make with the east and the west, to make with the west.
But that's what they want to do.
Right. So what's the problem is that because everybody uses this.
Memela, so the Rishus Sarabim is going, the Rishus Sarabim is a Rishus that's shared by everyone, and being that it's shared by everyone, automatically it contaminates everyone. Since that's a center that is shared, and they did not join together in the place where they share, we're only making error for this section, and you're making error for this section. But so if I want to carry on my block, I want to carry on my block, and I want to carry over the window to the next, like let's say we have two, a chutzah. I want to be able to go over the wall, climb over the wall to the chutzah, from here to here to here, to somehow walk around. Everyone on this side will somehow manage to walk around the whole territory of the neighborhood over here, and everyone on this side is somehow going to manage to walk around the entire territory on this side. It's awesome. Why? Because since all of these streets open up into the Rishus Harabim, and all of these streets open up into the Rishus Harabim, and everyone, if you pay taxes, you share rights in the Rishus Harabim, and the Rishus Harabim, you're not joining together, but the Mitzvah says everyone shares. Since there is a Rishus, there is an area that everyone shares together, and it's a dominant area, it's an important area, which is Choshev, that automatically will ruin it for everyone. That's what the Gemara is. Let's see inside. So Amar Mar, the Ein Rav Nosel Luchatzon Amar Papa Losh Allah Yamu El La'Arka. So when do we see you can go do that Tafka La'Arka along the length? Avol L'Rach, but along the width La'Arvin. Now what does that mean over here? They're saying in Berbik Chedesh. Let's say for example, okay. So I told you here we have the east, we have the Hasidim and the west, whatever. We have two different groups. Let's say instead of making the Erev east and west, they want to cut the city like this. So these Hasidim and these Misnagdim are going to get together. And these Hasidim and these Misnagdim are going to get together, but not them with them. So this you can do. Why can you do this? What, Pella? Why? Because they're including, because this Rishus Haram is included, and this Rishus Haram is included for this section. Just because this opens to this, so what? So it opens up a little bit. You don't need it. Everyone needs a Rishus Harab. You can't deny yourself. Or you can't go say, oh, we're not going to go on the Rishus. It's, even if you're going to take the whole city, we're going to keep to ourselves, and we're going to keep to ourselves. And we're not going to pay attention to the Rishus Harab. You can't do that. Because the Mitzvah says the Rishus Harab is such an important section of the city, you cannot just make believe there's no Rishus Harab, and we're not going to use it. We're going to ignore it. You can't do that. There's a Rishus Harab which goes down the center. You have this whole section. You have this whole section. The Rishus Haram brings you together. But if you're going to cut yourself up like this, so everyone is preserving for themselves a section of the Rishus Harabim, and they can get out of the city because the people over here can go to the Rishus Harabim. They can go to that, and also they can exit over here. on this side of the city, and the people over here have also a chunk of the Rishusim which they're sharing, and they can also exit the city over here. Wonderful. Oh, but I can't go, but this section of the Rishus HaRabim is open to this section of Sharam. According to this opinion, it's not a big deal. If you can be, you can be mistalik. You can remove yourself from part of the Rishus HaRabim. You can be mistalik from the entire Rishus HaRabim, but you can be mistalik from a section of the Rishus HaRabim. So if the entire East wants to make their own Erev, and the entire West wants to make their own Erev, and what joins them together is this chunk of Rishus HaRabim down the center, so the only way they can go and they can make among themselves is to say that we're going to ignore the whole Rishus HaRabim. You can't do that. You can't just ignore the entire Rishus HaRabim. It's going too far. That's already. But if you want to go cut the city like this, this side will make their own Erev, and this side will make their own Erev, and we will have a Rishus HaRabim for ourselves, and you'll have your Rishus HaRabim, but we won't go to yours and you won't go to ours. That already is within the range of normalcy. You can be mistalik yourself from a section of the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Chishon Marah. Come on. The Gemara says, guess what? Not everyone holds of this either. Kiman dilloik Rabbi Akiva. Why did Rabbi Akiva Omar regal muteris mukaimah? He says that Shlomo mukaimah. He disagrees. Rabbi Akiva discussed an entirely different case. The Gemara is now going to compare these two cases back and forth. What's his case? His case is where you have two courtyards. One within the other. Okay, here's the inner courtyard, and here's the outer courtyard, and here is the street. Okay? The only way to get, you're totally locked in. This, the only way the people on the inside can get to the street is by walking through the outside. But the outside can get to the street without going anywhere. It's Shabbos. The people on the inner courtyard, they make their own Eruv Chatzeros. The people on the outside make their own Eruv Chatzeros. They did not join together. So what's the halacha? According to Rabbi Akiva, according to the people on the inside, they're okay. They can carry from bayis to bayis inside. The people on the outside courtyard, even though they made their Eruv Chatzeros among themselves, cannot carry. Do you know why they cannot carry? Because the people on the inside are going to trespass through the outer, so they have a right. How are they? You can't lock them in. You can't jail them into the inner courtyard. They have a right to walk through the outer courtyard in order to get into the Rishus HaRabim. So it's called a regel hamuteris. The words of Rabbi Akiva are loyamru ha'ama regel hamuteris b'mekayma, a regel that's muteris b'mekayma. That's mutter b'mekayma, meaning in the inner courtyard. The people who have made the Eruv Chatzeres in the inner courtyard, Oiseres Shaloi b'mekayma, will prohibit the people in the outer courtyard from carrying, even though the people in the outer courtyard made their own Eruv Chatzeres, because there are other people who have right of passage through the outer courtyard. So the Gemara wants to say, let's read Rashi very quickly, let's explain this in more very precise. Look at Rashi. Rashi, regel hamuteris imukaimo yisir shal mukaimo kigoin beis chatzeros zo lifnin mizo v'yachitzoyna pesucho l'rishos sarabim v'yapnimiyos ein lo pesach l'rishos sarabim elo yoytze sterech chitzoyna v'loy miboy hecha de'ervu. It goes without saying te'hecha de'ervu di'arin shem b'chud shem b'chud shem. If the people on the outside made their own eruv, so of course, then it's called regel ha'asura. The people in the inner courtyard are not allowed to carry among themselves. So certainly they're going to prohibit among people in the outer courtyard. To close the door, Afilu ervu zola atzma vzola atzma. That's what leads towards the Gemara. Even if each one made their own separate eruv, the inner people made their own eruv, and the outer people made their own eruv. That's the case of our Gemara, where each one is separate. The havya pinimis muteres b'mukayma. The people on the inner courtyard can carry freely from one bayis to the other bayis. Still, polig Rabbi Akiva v'yomer. Drisas haregel dida, the right of trespass of the inner courtyard, osra achitzoina, will ruin it for the people in the outer courtyard. Upanimis muteris v'chitzoina sura. So the hochanami nitzu ahadadis. So here the same exact. We have the two cities, right? We have over here. We have here the two cities, and we say that if you go and you cut it like this, you cut the city like this. The people on the bottom have their own area. People on the top have their own area. But each one has the right to exit the city on the opposite end. Being that you have drisas regel to exit on the other opposite end, so it's the equivalent to the case of the penimis having drisas regel to the chitzoina. It's also there, it's also here as well.